You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Happy Granny D Day, honoring America's campaign finance reformer Doris Granny D Haddock on her January 24th birthday. There are two good bills in the New Hampshire legislature this week after the two previous weeks of big lie-fueled voter suppression bills. On Monday, January 24th, the New Hampshire Senate hears SB 425, a reintroduction of a 2021 proposal for an online voter information portal. This would allow voters to directly upload registration documents, changes of address, or a change in party affiliation into a New Hampshire Secretary of State administered database, where town and city clerks would review the information before approval. Such a system would be more convenient to voters and save local election officials time and money, but it was killed last year by anti-democracy legislators in the New Hampshire House. Then on Thursday, January 27th, the House Judiciary Committee considers HB 1014, which would allow the public to testify via Zoom, but would also allow legislators to be able to participate and vote remotely. A lawsuit is also pending in the New Hampshire courts, which would allow immunocompromised legislators to participate remotely. Pandemic aside, when interactive online access was used in 2020 and early 2021, the number of voters testifying and listening surged. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.